Hey, how are you?
Good.
Good. Okay, so it looks like you were interested in a working capital loan with us.
Yes, I'm looking
Okay.
into it.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to confirm a couple of pieces of info I have on your business, and I can answer any questions you might have. What is
Okay.
the legal name for your business?
It's a copier clearance center.
A copier printer center?
Clearance center.
Okay. Printer center. Okay. And is that your DBA name too?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then what's the structure of your business? Are you a LLC, C Corp, S Corp?
So come.
Sole prop. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then how long have you been in business for?
I think this is 4 or 5 years.
This is your
This
sixth year?
we'll go fifth years. We're going
Fifth
to our fifth
year.
year now.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Nice. Okay. And then I have your billing address here, 2120 El Camino Avenue, Sacramento. Okay.
Yes.
Are you guys really hot right now?
Yes. It's crazy. It's crazy hot.
I actually grew up in San Francisco, so I know it's always super duper hot over there.
Yeah, Sacramento is always hot.
Okay, and then let's see here. Okay, perfect. So we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
Sorry, can you ask that again?
Sure. So we have a lot of different programs here. What are you looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
I have a loan right now with American Express, and they're just
Okay.
I have a merchant loan with them,
Merchant
and you know
cash
they're
advance.
not cash advance, but I it's like a merchant finance.
Okay.
So I mean they're not they're not what do you call it? It's not like a monthly program, so it's like a daily withdrawal. So I kind of don't like that.
Okay.
So I want to see what if my alternative if maybe getting a line of credit to pay them off or extra funding just so I could buy more inventory.
Sure. Okay. So either see if the loan can pay them off, or you might use it to buy inventory.
Yes.
Okay. Or buy inventory.
My mature loan with them is in November, so it's only 4 months away. My, you
Oh,
know,
okay.
and yeah, so no, and it's not a yeah. So
Okay.
preferably, a line of credit would be something that I would, prefer. If I need it, I'll use it. If not, I don't have to pay interest on it.
Sure, understand. Okay, and how much are you paying daily right now for MX?
I don't know, it just depends on their sales volume.
Oh, okay, so they do like a percentage.
But they do a percentage, but they also not only do a percentage, they also do like a minimum each month.
Okay.
The minimum month, I think it's a little bit under $8,000.
Okay.
So I have an $80,000 loan with them back in I think October or November. It's supposed to be a 1 year term.
Okay.
But how they work is they'll do the daily withdrawal of 25%, okay,
Okay.
up to $8,000 that month.
Okay.
Okay, so,
Okay.
but
Okay, so they hold back about 25% of your sales, up to 8,000, or at least 8,000.
yes,
Okay, I see. And then
I think or
you've
more. No, at least 8,000 or more. Yeah, they'll take more, but at least 8,000. If I don't meet 8,000, they'll take the remaining balance, from my business account.
I see. So the minimum is at least 8,000. If more, then they'll just take more. If 20% is more
Yes.
than 8,000. Okay. All right. Wow, they're taking a good amount from you every month.
Well, I mean the fee wasn't bad. I mean the fee was, I think the fee was $8,000. Uh-huh. Right? Their total fee is $8,000, you know, including the principal of $80,000. So, you know, they charge $8,000 for that 1 year of using it, but, you know, it's
okay.
not, you know, too bad, but it's not,
yeah,
you know,
that's not too bad.
It's not too crazy, you know, it's not,
yeah.
The fee is not too crazy. Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's reasonable.
Yeah. So it's, it was $80,000 including $8,000 of interest.
Yes.
Okay, so you basically got $72,000 in funding with the total payback of...
I got
$80,000 with the $88,000 payback.
Yes, with $8,000 on top of payback.
Okay. All right.
And I think I maybe have, like, you know, under $40,000 left on that loan.
Under how much?
Under $40,000.
Under $40,000. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, if it's 8,000 times 4, I guess it's about 32, maybe a little bit above what you have left over. So around 30, I would say around 30 to 40,000 left on it. Ballpark between those two numbers.
I'd say about 40,000. Yeah.
Around 40,000. Okay. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
We can round up. That's fine. Cool. And then.
Prior to that, I did have another loan with SteelStrike. That's probably where you saw my profile. Okay, it was mature. It was mature back in May last month. It was a $100,000 loan.
Oh, which loan was that? Sorry, I couldn't hear the beginning part.
SteelStrike is another. I don't know if you heard of SteelStrike.
SteelStrike? No, I haven't heard of that one.
SteelStrike.
Oh, SteelStrike. No, I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah. So that already matured. That's already paid off.
It was
$100,000 loan to the business.
Oh, okay. And that's paid off. And that was like another like a working capital.
Yeah, that's also like a working capital. You know, I'm just feeding you some history that, you know, hey, we have credit that we use and it's all, you know, paid off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? We actually got your info from from the American Express loan that you have.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Show that you have good payback history with them. So that's how we pre-approved you based on that.
Okay.
Okay. And then tell me a little bit about your business. Are you like a copy and printing machine?
We sell copy machine.
Oh, you sell copy machine.
Yeah. Well, wholesale and retail. Use copy machine.
Okay. Wholesale, new and used copy machine.
Yes, and repair service, of course. And we also have a ship center and a print shop. So we do almost everything has to do with the print.
Oh, wow.
Machine.
Oh, wow, yeah. Okay.
So we have some of it.
Okay, cool. So you were mentioning that you might want to buy inventory with the money if, you know, depending on what it comes out to be. Would it be to buy, like, other, like, basically, like, copy machines so they can sell it, basically?
Yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. Just more selections.
Okay. And who do you normally buy your inventory from? Is it, like, a, like, international vendor that you use?
No, I use leasing company and I use a lot of off lease leasing company wholesalers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what was your gross annual sales like last year?
2015, I think our tax report was over 1.3 million.
1.3. Okay, nice. And well, how's this year?
This year we're expecting to be very close. No, more
very
or less.
Close.
Yeah.
Okay, so about the same right now.
Yes.
Okay.
I think we're about the same.
Okay. And what's your credit like? Are you about national average? About 680.
I just bought a home, so it really dragged down my score a little bit. I think I'm at about 650 now because of that mortgage.
Because of the debt to income ratio, probably.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Because of that, because of that mortgage. I just bought a home, so.
Okay. Well, congrats on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. So, but they ruined my credit. They took 70 points off of my credit.
70?
Yeah, they did take 70 points.
Oh wow, that's a lot. When you buy the house?
2 months ago.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's a lot. I didn't know that they pull down that much.
Yeah, can you hold on for a minute?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, but I think my business score should be pretty good. I don't know if you got based on the business or the personal,
mm-hmm.
but you know, obviously the business has been boring hundreds and hundreds of thousands and with no late payments.
Uh-huh.
So I think the business side of the credit should be pretty good. If you I don't know how you guys mm-hmm. You can let me know.
Okay. Yeah, we look at both. It depends. I'll let the underwriters know that you said that your business credit should be pretty good. So I'll have them look at it a little bit more heavily, maybe,
yeah.
and then also let them know what's going on with your credit too. So
yeah,
we can see what
personal, mm-hmm. they'll see a mortgage is just being pulled out for
mm-hmm.
my credit. So they'll know why my credit score was lower because of
mm-hmm.
that. Because of that loan payment, because
mm-hmm.
of the mortgage, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'll put a little note for them so that they'll know what's going on.
Okay.
And then have you gone like what bank do you normally use for your business?
I use Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo. Okay. Do you have a line of credit with them?
No, I don't.
Okay. Okay, and then are you looking anywhere else right now for financing? Are you shopping around or anything like that?
No.
No? Okay, cool.
No, I because you guys are a bank,
mm-hmm.
That's why I'm calling you guys. I don't know if
yeah.
you guys are a real bank or if you guys just, name yourself a bank.
Oh, no, we're
a
bank.
A lot of, I do have a lot of, credit.
Yeah.
Credit companies that calls me, but
uh-huh.
I just want to see what a bank like you guys would give someone like
yeah.
The company a rate, pretty
right.
much. As I know, mm-hmm. those are pretty high interest. So I'm not shopping right now.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
You guys are the only one right now that I'm looking into and see what you guys have to offer.
Yeah, we're one of the few banks that does working capital, so we borrow money at a little lower rate than like other companies like funding or like capital or whatever it is. So we
yeah.
usually generally are able, we'll have one of the more competitive rates out there for you. And plus, with us too, if let's just say for example we end up doing business in the future, you
yes.
want more money. Usually we don't have to pull your credit again if it's within a year.
Okay.
So your credit don't get dinged.
Okay.
So we're one of like a relationship
good.
Bank basically. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
I saw some review on your company. You guys
uh-huh.
seems very very good. So we're just
thanks.
Looking into it and see,
mm-hmm.
see where we can go from there.
Yeah.
But
yeah. We have really good rating, so that's good.
My monthly payment that I was
mm-hmm.
used to, okay,
mm-hmm.
before American Express,
mm-hmm.
with that $100,000 I told you about,
yeah,
I think our monthly payment was about under $5,000, okay,
okay,
and it was always on time. It was
mm-hmm.
it was automatic withdrawal, so every month, there was always a withdrawal from the bank account,
mm-hmm.
was never late,
mm-hmm.
I think that was the amount that I think we could be really, really be useful for us.
Yeah.
right? You know, so I don't know how much money you can land with, you know, with a $5,000 payback a month for, you know, X number of months, but, you know, a $5,000, you know, every month would be a good place for us.
About $5,000 a month, okay.
Yeah, $5,000 a month.
Okay. Okay. And then I know you want to pay the MX off of like $40K, you know, remaining balance.
Well, I don't know if I want to pay them off or not yet. The reason why is because I already paid them the fees.
Fees
for them is already being paid.
Right,
so
true.
You know, I don't know if I want to use it till the end of it. You know, maybe use your money to pay them off. You know, pay them back monthly or, you know, whatever the mine might be. So, you know, yes and no, I kind of do want to pay them back, but in a way, you know, I feel stupid because I already paid them for the fees, right?
That's true. We'll see what's the cheapest way, you know, if it comes out to be cheaper, if you just pay them off or, you know, basically what we'll do is we'll just qualify you for the, you know, the largest amount possible, and then you can see what you want to use with it. You know,
yes.
Based on your sales of 1.3, are generally working free of about 10 to 15% of that. So about 130 to let me see what 15% that would be. So we're gonna do about the range will be about 130 to 195. And obviously,
okay,
if you don't need all that, you don't need to. You don't have to take it all.
Of course. What are your typically interest rate?
Just it varies because we look at a lot of different factors. I'll look at your, you know, personal credit, and also you look at your DMB credit, and then some bank statements, and I can come back and let you know what the rates would be.
Okay.
But we work with a lot, you know, all ranges of customers, so.
Okay,
I think I have your email here. Let me just make sure I got it right. I have copier, C-O-P-I-E-R, 338, at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'll go ahead and send over.
And if you could leave a note, you know, to please call my cell phone. Obviously I don't want you guys calling my business and asking for me.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
You know, I would prefer you guys calling my cell phone.
Okay.
Yes, I put a note to call. Are you going to be the one that's going to be following up with this?
So I will follow up with you and let you know when there's an update, and then I will set up a time, once everything is, you know, in and you get an approval and all that, I will set up a time for you and the underwriter to review the file. But for right now, I would be your point of contact most of the time until, you know, we move on to the next step, basically.
Okay.
So I'll put in the notes to say to only call your mobile phone, which is this one.
Yes.
So they'll know that. And then our application, I just need a one-page application. It's just your business info, your personal info, things like that. And then it's just 6 months of bank statements from you, and then the most recent tax return.
Okay. No problem.
Cool. Go ahead. I was going to say, how soon do you think you can get everything into me?
Well, I just did my mortgage, so I think everything you're asking for is, you know, right in front of my computer.
Nice.
For me to get you the tax return, you know, for me to get you the, you know, the 6 month bank statement, I could probably do it for you the same day. So, yeah, it's not, if that's what you're asking for, I already have it because obviously I just finished the mortgage. You know, I'm sure you can understand that they probably need the same thing as you guys. So
basically.
I do have it pretty friendly.
Perfect. Sounds good. And then once you send it all over to me, we usually can get you an answer in about a day or two. So 48 hours tops. And then once you like everything and all that, we can get you the funding after you sign the paperwork, another 24 to 48. So pretty fast process.
What was your name? What was your name again?
My name is Jia. It's J-I-A.
J-I-A. Jia. And what is the typical interest rate that you guys charge? So I don't waste your time and my time. You know, I you know, so
yeah, yeah,
kind
of course.
Yeah. are you guys like a high interest rate lender?
Like I said, we're, you know, one of the few banks that does working capital, so we borrow money at a cheaper rate than our competitors. So it will be cheaper than, you know, whatever else you've been, you know, working with.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And but I really just, I don't really know what the interest rate would be just because I don't have the other details, and I don't want to give you, you know, I don't want to give you a too high of a number and scare you away. I don't want to give you too low of a number and then, you know, you feel like I cheated you basically. So I don't want to give you unrealistic expectations.
Okay, but what is the highest you see? Let's put it that way. That your bank is
the highest. I mean, depends because like I've worked with customers with really good credit, like 700 plus, with good revenue. But the, you know, time in business, and then all these other factors. Even though you have good credit, it drags it, you know, it makes the loan expensive. Then I also have seen, you know, examples of people with, you know, low credit score but get better deals than, you know, someone else that has a better credit than them. So it just really depends on a lot of different things. So I'm sorry I can't really give you any, like, solid numbers, but, you know, I can get you the numbers, you know, once you send those three things in to me.
Okay.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, okay. Okay, cool. Alrighty, any other questions for me right now?
No, I'm good.
Okay, perfect. So I'll send over the what I need for the application, and then once you send it to me, I'll let you know any updates and stuff like that. And then give me a call if you have any other questions on the application or anything like that.
Okay, great.
Okay, all right. Good talking to you. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, John.
No problem.
I'll look for, you know.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.